From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama welcomes the new president of France, François Hollande, to the White House today. This evening, he and the leaders of seven other major countries will meet at the presidential retreat, Camp David, in Maryland. Later this weekend, the president is hosting a NATO summit in his hometown of Chicago. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the U.S. is looking for long-term commitments to Afghanistan from the allies.
Dozens of world leaders will descend on Chicago for the summit, which is expected to focus heavily on the future of Afghanistan. After nearly a decade-long involvement, many members of the Transatlantic Alliance are weary of the war in Afghanistan. Administration officials say that none of the allies are looking to cut and run after investing there for so long. The U.S. hopes NATO allies and other nations will continue to support Afghanistan after the bulk of combat troops withdraw at the end of 2014. But many of the European nations are facing tough economic times, spiraling out of the debt crisis. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Jury deliberations are scheduled to begin today in the John Edwards campaign corruption trial. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports Edwards faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted.
16 jurors have sat through nearly 4 weeks of testimony in this case of alleged federal campaign finance violations. The judge has not publicly indicated which four jurors are alternates and which 12 will decide Edwards' fate. The 2004 vice presidential nominee is charged with using nearly $1 million in secret payments from two wealthy donors to hide his pregnant mistress. The government has asked the jury to convict on all six counts of campaign finance violations. The defense says Edwards broke no law, was never directly involved in payments, and any effort to conceal the affair was to hide it from his dying wife, Elizabeth. Law experts say an appeal is all but certain if the jury returns a guilty verdict. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Three roadside bombs exploded in quick succession at a crowded pet mart in eastern Baghdad early today, killing five people, wounding 31 others. Israel Rubai reports from Baghdad.
The bombs were placed at a crowded outdoor bird market in a Pershing neighborhood. Police sources said the explosions struck in a quick succession, apparently to kill as many people as possible. Pet markets tend to be very busy on Fridays. Bodies of the dead and the wounded people were rushed to the nearest hospitals as security forces sealed off the area. In February 2008, 99 people were killed in bomb attacks at two other pet markets, also in Baghdad. Isra Rubai, NPR News, Baghdad.
Facebook will be the queen of Wall Street today. The company's initial public offering starts today. It priced its shares at $38. The Nasdaq is expected to release those shares around 11 this morning, and it's expected to be the second biggest IPO in Wall Street history. Asian markets were sharply lower by the closing bell, but European markets are open and trading at this hour and are in mixed territory. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama plans to announce a $3 billion initiative this morning to help alleviate hunger in Africa. The money comes from 45 private companies who hope to build on food security commitments made by the United States and other countries. The White House says the initiative is aimed at agricultural growth that could help 50 million people rise out of poverty over the next decade. Global stock markets have been up and down, mostly lower on credit downgrades of Spanish banks. As Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, the downgrade renews fears about the stability of the eurozone.
Moody's said it was downgrading 16 Spanish banks weighed down by bad real estate loans. Spain might be needed for its banks. The country nationalized the biggest property lender, Bankia, last week. With nearly 25% unemployment, Spain is in recession, and it's unclear whether it could even afford to bail out its own banks. Madrid's borrowing costs have also risen on uncertainty in Greece and whether that country might leave the euro. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Some relatives of victims of the September 11th attacks on the United States are upset over delays at the museum being built near Ground Zero in New York. Construction has slowed over a financial dispute between the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which owns the site, and the foundation that controls the memorial and the museum. Officials say progress has been made in the talks, but still no word on when it will be completed. The museum was supposed to have opened September 11th of this year. Hundreds of Greeks huddled under umbrellas in London watching the torch relay as the Olympic torch was passed to London for the 2012 Summer Olympics. Soccer star David Beckham was among the dignitaries at the ceremony. Princess Anne took possession of the flame. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.